Forward, in which the author has a word to say about teachers and disciples, himself included. I am in receipt of a letter from an earnest student of New Thought, who writes me that he is endeavoring to put into practice the teachings for which I stand. That is all right. I think he will get some good out of the practice. I know that I do. But here is where the trouble comes in. He goes on to say that he is a faithful disciple of mine, and is content to sit at the feet of the teacher. Now, if you will pardon the slang, I must say that such talk makes me tired. I wish no disciples. Disciples are mere parrots repeating what one says, mere human sheep trotting along after some conceited old bellether. I do not wish to pose as a bellether, nor do I wish a flock of human sheep trotting after me. I want every one of my fellow students of mental science to be his own bellether. I like comradeship and mutual help, the help of interdependence. But I don't like this talk of master and disciple, of leader and follower, this talk and idea of dependence. As for sitting at anyone's feet, the idea arouses all the spirit of independence within me. I don't want to sit at anyone's feet, and I don't want anyone to sit at mine. I am willing and often glad to listen to some teacher and to pick from his teachings such bits of truth as my mind is ready to receive. I am willing to say, I don't know, and to accept from others that which appeals to me as truth, not because the other says that it is truth, but because my mind recognizes it as such. I take my own wherever I find it, because I recognize it as mine. I know that all students and teachers get their knowledge from the only source of supply. They can't get it from anywhere else. And if some other fellow happens to see a particular bit of truth before I do, I gladly accept a portion of it from his hands, be he king or beggar, while if I happen to see the thing first, I will gladly share it with all who are ready for it, and who may want it, without feeling that I am a leader or teacher, or that they are followers or disciples. We are all fellow students. That's all. I recognize no man as my master, and I spurn the person who would call me master, if there be any so foolish. This feet-sitting talk makes me very, very weary. I am fully aware that certain teachers convey the idea that they are chosen mouthpieces of the infinite, and that all true teachings must bear their hallmark. And I also know the fanatical devotion and bigotry that many of the followers of such teachers manifest. But this is all child's play. The teachers sooner or later will be brought up against good hard stone walls, and their heads will be bruised until they realize just where they are at. And the disciples will have some individuality knocked into them later on, and will be made to stand upon their own feet, by reason of the props being knocked from under them. The New Thought aims at making individuals, not at converting people into droves of sheep, following the tinkle of the bell of some conceited old bellether, who imagines that he is the whole thing. The growing soul must realize that it has within itself all that it requires. It may gladly accept from others suggestions, advice, bits of knowledge, and the like, as it goes along, the soul itself being the only judge of what it requires at each particular stage. But, in the end, it must do its own work, and must stand on its own feet. All the teachings in the world will not help you, unless you take hold of the matter yourself and work out your own salvation. You cannot get true mental or spiritual teaching by simply paying so much for a course of lessons and doing nothing yourself. You must bring something to the teacher before you can take anything away. You must work up to an understanding before the teachings of another will do you any good. The teacher may make a suggestion that will open up a line of thought for you, or he may point out a way that has proved of value to him and thus save you much time and trouble. But you must do the real work yourself. A teacher may be so filled with the truth that he will overflow, and you will get some of the overflow. I believe that truth is catching. But even so, unless you make that truth your own by living it out and applying it to your needs, it will do you no good. And so long as you are content to sit at his feet and do the disciple act, you will not grow one inch. You will be merely a reflection of the teacher instead of being an individual. We need a jogging up on this point every once in a while, lest we forget. It is so easy to have your thoughts pre-digested for you by some teacher or writer, so easy to receive your teaching in capsules. It is so nice to be able to sit down and swallow the tabloid.